so many great records with his wife Toshiko Akiyoshi. It's Lou Tobacken with the Netherlands Metropole Orchestra and Jerome Curran's Yesterdays.
Support for jazz on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org.
Songs. Nat Adderley, Cannonball Adderley, from October 16th of 1960 at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California, on Riverside's Records and produced by Orrin Keepnews. Not much to do when you produce an album like that, except have a drink and listen to the band. They're going to kill it. Victor Feldman at the piano, and Nat at the cornet, Cannonball with Sam Jones, Lewis Hayes. In tow, Wally Hyder did the album for Riverside at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California. Here's Manhattan Transfer. celebrated music from violinist Regina Carter, Southern Comfort on Sony Masterworks, and Miner's Child, preceded by Manhattan Transfer and their Grammy-winning album Swing on Atlantic Records, Down South Camp Meeting.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the things I'm giving. They're easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. Fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand, darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. Wave of your hand, baby, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. There's nothing in life but you.
Teddy Wilson in the orchestra with Billie Holiday out front, and Easy Living. Recorded in 1937. Benny Goodman and Lester Young involved in the recording also. And a classic of all classics. Preceding that, Orrin Etkin, Gathering Light on Motema, a fascinating disc where Orrin took a backpack trip virtually around the world with his clarinet and collected songs from just about everywhere. That one called Taxi Dance from Orrin Etkin, followed by Easy Living, Billie Holiday on Decca Records. And now, Angie Doctor and Dan Schumacher and an album that I adore. He Said, She Said on Voco Loco, and their version of one that Billy Eckstine made a huge hit way back when. Temptation. It was.
Temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, pity me for you. Born to be kissed, I can't resist you. You are temptation and love, and yours here is my heart. Take it and say, we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation.
Patricia LeGrand at the piano, Oscar with Love for Oscar Peterson, and Harcourt Nights preceded by Temptation from Angie Doctor and Dan Schumacher. The Billy Eckstein 1949 hit, Temptation.
When you connect the dots too early, you can easily miss the real story, the whole story. Connections and nuance go missing. At Morning Edition, we focus on collecting the dots before we try to them. Only then do we consider what it all means together. Listen each weekday. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 80 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 80s. Wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-60s. It's 80 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Much of the West Coast is continuing to suffer this weekend from temperatures that are 15 to 30 degrees higher than average. As NPR's Nathan Rutt reports, the heat wave is breaking records, and it's not showing any signs of letting up.
More than 100 million people are under heat advisories nationwide, the majority here on the West Coast, where triple-digit temperatures are stoking wildfires and prompting stern warnings from public health officials. Heat is the top weather-related killer in the U.S., and it's particularly dangerous when people can't get relief. Nighttime temperatures are staying stubbornly high during the heat wave, and extreme daytime temperatures are forecast through the weekend and into early next week in many places. Public health officials are urging people to stay hydrated and limit their time outdoors. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
President Biden continues to reject calls to drop his reelection bid. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that instead, the president is ramping up his campaign to reassure voters and many Democrats that he's fit for a second term in office.
President Biden and his reelection campaign have been working to shift the narrative away from his weak debate performance against former President Donald Trump that has dominated the headlines for days. In an interview with ABC News on Friday, Biden reiterated that he will not withdraw from the race and downplayed his debate performance as a bad night. Biden has been facing growing calls from a number of congressional Democrats to step aside as the party's presumptive nominee. But Biden doesn't appear to be backing down. On Sunday, he's set to take his reelection campaign to the key swing state of Pennsylvania, with stops in Philadelphia and Harrisburg. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
French citizens are voting in a second-round runoff election on Sunday to choose a new parliament. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that tensions are high ahead of one of the most divisive elections in recent French history.
Polls show the far right is leading Macron's centrist and a left-wing coalition. Many people are uneasy as the national rally looks to be the largest party in parliament for the first time in history. Some fear tensions when the returns come in Sunday night. The campaign has already been marked by violence. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said 51 candidates and campaigners had been assaulted, many physically, over the last 2 weeks. He said 30 people have been arrested. The police presence will be heavy Sunday night around Paris's Place de la République, a traditional gathering place for the left. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
At least 16 people were killed and 50 others injured on Saturday when Israel launched an attack on a school in central Gaza. The school was providing shelter for displaced Palestinian families. Israel says its forces were targeting Hamas militants. You're listening to NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Beryl will likely turn back into a hurricane before it hits the Texas coast sometime on Monday. Beryl is in the Gulf of Mexico, where warm waters will help to strengthen the storm. State and local officials are warning coastal residents to be prepared for possible flooding from a storm surge, heavy rain, and high winds. It's a record-breaking year for dengue fever in South and Central America, and health authorities are warning of an increased risk for the disease in the U.S. as well. NPR's Ping Wong has tips for keeping dengue-carrying mosquitoes at bay.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito loves biting humans. It goes from person to person, taking tiny sips of blood, and sometimes spreading viruses like dengue. In the continental U.S., these mosquitoes are found coast to coast, and especially in southern states with tropical weather. Gabriela Paz-Bailey is head of the dengue branch at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says people can keep mosquitoes out of their homes
by dumping standing water and by using window screens and potentially, if possible, also using air conditioning because that helps keep mosquitoes out.
Outside, she says, people can reduce mosquito bites by wearing long pants and sleeves and EPA-registered insect repellents. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Caitlin Clark posted the first triple-double by a rookie in WNBA history today and helped to rally Indiana to an 83-78 win over New York. Clark finished with 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. The Indiana Fever held the Liberty to 16 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring them by 12 points. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Gund Foundation, working to make Cleveland more vibrant, sustainable, and just, and setting an example for the nation. More information available at GundFoundation.org. This is NPR.
Compelling is the way I describe this next song from an album called Artifact, but split like three words, art, if, act. Kate Wyatt is the pianist and the composer of the music, and the song is entitled Underwater Chant. Can you imagine? up next, art music from March 8, 1959. That's art music from 2022, Kate Wyatt, and a song called Underwater Chant. I felt like I was underwater. Artifact is the album, Lex French trumpet, Adrian Vetide and Jim Doxis. Here's Art. Art Blakey, that is.
Thank you.
March 8th, 1959, Blue Note Records, and the song called Hipsippi Blues from Hank Mobley, In the Messengers. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassey, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on Sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available. Ryan Charette hits the jackpot. Next. That's the music of Ben Allison with Steve Cardenas. And that one comes from Cowboy Justice. It's a Palmetto release from 2006 with trumpeter Ron Horton and drummer Jeff Ballard. Wheezy is the title of the song, preceded by one called Here at the Bottom of the Sky. I know the feeling. Drew Gress at the acoustic bass, Tim Byrne, Yuri Kane, and Tom Rainey, and a nice round of drums on Here at the Bottom of the Sky on an album called Spin and Drift from bassist Drew Gress, followed by bassist Ben Allison. Here's Brian Charette, No Bassist Needed, Triple Threat, Ed Cherry at the guitar, Bill Stewart at the drums, and Corey Weeds playing the saxophone, tenor saxophone this time, on Triple Threat. Brian Charette on Cellar Music, out in 2022, and the album Jackpot.
Thank you.
So much wonderful music in the world. Triple Threat and the album Jackpot from organist Brian Charette here on Jazz with David Bassey. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Why not take our survey at davidbasse.com? You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey, and perhaps you're a business owner and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassey listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and kids across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks. Thank you. up next, Thelonious Monk does a little old-time gospel. Really. Sullivan Fortner there at the piano, joining a young drummer named Aaron Sieber. And Aaron performing at Ornithology Jazz Club on October the 19th of 2021. And Sullivan ringing them bells on the one called Out of the Past. It's a Benny Golson composition. It includes a wonderful cast of characters, including Tim Green on the alto, Ogano Okegwu at the bass, and Warren Wolf at the vibraphones, Aaron Sieber, and Grammy winner Sullivan Fortner at the piano. Dexter Gordon preceding that, Sonny Clark, Billy Higgins, Butch Warren, and one recorded August 27th of 1962. In and out they are. 3 hours done. Go is the album from Blue Note Records, 87, 94, 2. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassey. You know, we try to go to the depth and breadth of jazz to find you this wonderful, wonderful music. This one from 1959 and Thelonious Monk. Thank you. July 27th of 1959, a two-album set from Thelonious Monk on the International Sam Records. It's a quintet this time for Monk, Charlie Rouse, and Barney Willen on the saxophones.
Sometimes it seems like the news industry is one big runaway train headed way too fast, destination unknown. I'm Elsa Chang. At All Things Considered, we plan our daily voyage carefully and take the time to see the important sights along the way. Don't worry, we'll still get you where you need. All Things Considered from NPR News. Enjoy the journey.
All Things Considered, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find jazz and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 78 and mostly cloudy. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid-60s. It's 78 and mostly cloudy. From KPR's 24-hour weather center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. An Israeli airstrike Saturday hit a UN school where displaced people were sheltering in Gaza. At least 16 people were killed and another 50 wounded, according to the Gaza Ministry of Health. NPR's Kat Lansdorf has more and a warning. This report contains some disturbing details.
The school is in Nuseirat in central Gaza, where many fled after recent evacuation orders. NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, went to the school shortly after the strike. It was filled with families and children. 23-year-old Nadal Kferne is living at the school and witnessed the explosion. He says he ran to try to help. He described a scene of horrific carnage where kids had been playing. He says he collected the parts of one child's body so the child could be buried whole. The Israeli military says the school had been used by Hamas as an operational facility and that, quote, numerous steps were taken in order to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. This is at least the third Israeli airstrike on a UN school in Gaza this week. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The federal judge overseeing the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump has paused a pair of deadlines after Trump's legal team requested a review of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. NPR's Dave Mistich has more.
Trump's legal team wrote in court filings Friday that the Supreme Court ruling means he has blanket immunity from prosecution for his official acts. Attorneys for Trump have asked to argue the immunity issue between now and early September, which would effectively delay most aspects of the case for at least 2 months. Judge Eileen Cannon's order gives federal prosecutors until July 18th to respond to Trump's request. Special Counsel Jack Smith has said the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity does not apply to the classified documents case because Trump obstructed FBI investigators from recovering those documents from Mar-a-Lago when he was no longer president. Cannon has yet to set a date for a trial in the case. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
More than 20 fires have broken out across California this week as the state faces a record heat wave. Lakshmi Sarah from member station KQED spoke to a climate scientist who was forced to evacuate his home because of one of the fires.
The French fire started Thursday evening, prompting mandatory evacuations impacting over 1,000 people in the town of Mariposa, just outside of Yosemite National Park. Leroy Resterling is a professor at the UC Merced School of Engineering, where he simulates extreme fires. He credits weather and resources to ensuring the fire wasn't able to grow.
The reason that my neighborhood didn't have any damage is pretty clear. We have a lot of firefighting resources available locally.
He says wildfires will continue to get worse until governments invest in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. For NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Sarah.
This is NPR. Four people were killed and three others wounded during an early morning shooting in northern Kentucky. The shooting took place during a private party. Police say the suspect died later after leading police in a car chase that ended with the suspect's car falling into a ditch. They say he was found in the car with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Researchers in western Montana are monitoring pesticides in rivers and lakes for the first time. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports that the program is designed to protect human health and wildlife.
Rachel Mallison with the Flathead Lake Biological Station is leading a new program that will monitor for pesticides in waterways in 12 Montana counties that are part of the Columbia River Basin.
There's been no program present in the state of Montana to monitor for pesticides, so we don't even know how bad the problem is.
Pesticides have already been found in water samples taken downstream in Oregon and Washington. They pose a risk to aquatic plants, fish, and human health. Mallison says her team will also help landowners find ways to reduce pesticide use and prevent runoff into streams and rivers. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
Oscar-winning producer John Landau has died. He was 63 years old. Landau's family announced his death today, but they gave no cause. Landau worked closely with director James Cameron on Titanic, as well as the Avatar series. Titanic won an Oscar for Best Picture in 1997. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Here's music from a very inventive group of musicians called the New Jazz Composers Octet, recorded in December of 2000. The album is entitled Walking the Line. It's on Fresh New Talent or Fresh New Sounds. It features David Weiss at the trumpet, Myron Walden, Jimmy Green, and more. Let's give a listen, shall we, to a song entitled A Little Twist. Coming up, it's James Moody with pianist Hank Jones, covering the music of Ted Dameron. That's one from an album called The New Jazz Composer's Octet and a song called A Little Twist, written by David Wise. Here's James Moody, Our Delight.
Thank you.
The bassist is Todd Kuhlman, the drummer's Adam Nussbaum, with Hank Jones and James Moody. Our Delight, June 28th and 6th on IPO Records. As a business owner, becoming a sponsor of Jazz with David Bassey, your business gains the opportunity to air your message every single hour of the show, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Find out more at davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship. That's adding your business name and URL to the finest jazz program available. Dallas Jazz Orchestra, up next on Jazz with David Bassey. That's from an album called Show Enough on Savoy Jazz, Blue and Boogie, from Dizzy Gillespie, preceded by Shorty Rogers, Short Stops on Birdland Records, and Chiquito Loco. Well, let's listen to a tribute to Thad Jones, the definitive Thad Jones from Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. Walking About. Classics followed by Julie Lyon Lieberman and her Mixing America, and the epilogue from Mixing America, a self-produced disc preceded by Mel Lewis's orchestra and Thad Jones walking about. You're listening to Jazz with David Bassi, and perhaps you're a business owner and you'd like to gain access to the Jazz with David Bassi listeners. You can hear your message aired 365 days a year on public and community radio stations across the United States. Go to davidbasse.com and click on sponsorship for all the details. And thanks.
Thank you.
It's saxophonist David Sanchez, Sketches of a Dream, on Columbia Records and Falling in Love with Love. The inventive saxophonist Logan Richardson, in All About Jazz on February 11th of 2016, they say Shift is a welcome return to the emotive stylings of Logan Richardson, the Paris-based, Kansas City-born alto saxophonist and composer. I watched Logan grow up in Kansas City through middle school, high school at Paseo High School, so on and so forth. He was a student of my mentor, Ahmed Aladdin. Shift and Pat Metheny and more, joining Logan Richardson from the album Shift. And the song we heard was In Your Next Life. It's on Blue Note Records. Well, how about David Sanchez, Sketches of a Dream on Columbia, and his version of Falling in Love with Love. Thank you.
If you've never been in love and you're longing for the happiness it brings, try your wings. If you're hungry for the sound of a lover saying sentimental things, try your wings. Even the tiniest bluebird has to leave its nest to fly. What a bluebird can do, you can do too if you try. If you've always had a dream, but you've been afraid that it would not come true hitherto, fall in love and you will find that it's just what you've been dreaming of. First love never comes twice, so take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly to the one you love. If you've always had a dream, but you've been afraid that it would not come true hitherto, fall in love and you will find that it's just what you've been dreaming of. A first love never comes twice, so take this tender advice. When it comes, try your wings and fly to the one.
Blossom Dearie, with Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and drummer Joe Jones, from 1957, Try Your Wings. Pianist and vocalist, Blossom Dearie.
Each week, Conversation spotlights regional arts, museums, and the authors of fiction and nonfiction.
Anything and anybody could be hacked at any time.
The nature of theater is very intense.
If you're not honest with your people, then you don't deserve to be in leadership.
The best way to build audiences for the future is to build that love for the performing arts.
No one cares about crazy people.
I'm Dan Skinner. Join